Blood of the Fold by Terry Goodkind. Copyright 1996 by Terry Goodkind and performance copyright 1999 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. Acknowledgements. Many thanks, as ever, to all those who have helped. My editor, James Frankel, for the adept way he keeps raising the bar. My British editor, Caroline Oakley, and the good people at Orion for their devotion to excellence. James Minns for the great line. Linda Quinton and the sales and marketing staff at Tor for their passion and triumphs. Tom Doherty for his faith, the knowledge of which keeps me working hard. Kevin Murphy for the award-winning cover art. Jerry for her forbearance. And I thank the spirit of Richard and Kaylin, who continue to inspire me. To Anne Hansen, The Light in the Darkness. Blood of the Fold. Chapter 1. At the exact same instant, the six women suddenly awoke, the lingering sound of their screams echoing around the cramped officer's cabin. In the darkness, Sister Eulysia could hear the others gasping to catch their breath. She swallowed, trying to slow her own panting, and immediately winced at the raw pain in her throat. She could feel wetness on her eyelids, but her lips were so dry she had to lick them for fear they would crack and bleed. Someone was banging on the door. She was aware of his shouts only as a dull drone in her head. She didn't bother trying to focus on the words or their meaning. The man was inconsequential. Lifting a trembling hand toward the center of the coal-black quarters, she released a flow of her Han, the essence of life and spirit, directing a point of heat into the oil lamp she knew to be hanging on the low beam. Its wick obediently sprang to flame, releasing a sinuous line of soot that traced the lamp's slow to-and-fro sway as the ship rolled in the sea. The other women, all of them naked as she was, were sitting...